Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on, girl?
I am in between. I just got off work to go do some stuff for work to come back to work. I got a little bit going on.
Yes. Well, we're going to be on here 30 minutes tonight.
Okay.
I forgot what we were talking about last week. I need to get off my chest.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, how hard is it to choose a color? All right.
What you mean?
So, you have all the colors available to you.
Uh huh.
I told you everything that's available. You can't do black. You can't do white. Because the print will be in black and white, and so that will defeat the purpose, right?
Right.
And blue has already been chosen. Red has already been chosen.
Right.
And you have a chart that shows all the colors you have left, all the colors of the rainbow and beyond.
This must be a customer.
Everybody wants blue. Blue is already taken. Well, do you have a different shade of blue? Yes, there is a different shade of blue, but okay, fine. I want ocean blue. I want royal blue. I want light blue.
Oh, my God.
Yellow, pink, green, gold, all these other colors.
Oh, my God.
But So I'm telling you what's available and what's not available.
Right.
Well, okay. I'll just take the light blue. Okay, fine. You can have the light blue. I'll give you the light blue.
Right.
I don't understand. What's so hard about it? It's a color.
Right.
Just pick a color.
Lord have mercy, Chief.
It's just annoying. Annoying as hell. Well, do you have three-quarter length shirts? You are getting t-shirts for a family reunion. Everybody's going to have the same dang shirt. Why are you asking about the three-quarter length? That makes no sense to me. Everybody's not, well, I don't like my arms and the way that... Okay, come on now. So get you a larger shirt. Up your arms a little bit more and keep it pushing. Don't just get the shirt. Don't even put the shirt on. Just put the shirt in front of you during the photo. And wear whatever it is you want to wear.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord.
I don't understand.
Girl, and what's so funny, you talking about that, I'm sitting here pressing up shirts right now while you talking. Girl, customers, girl, that's them customers. That's them customers.
And I don't care what the adage is, customers are not always right.
They are not.
I just wanted things my way. And because I was paying for it, I felt like I should get it. That didn't make me right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
It didn't make me right to me. I just wanted what I wanted to feel like because I was paying, I could get it. Well, that's not what that is. Everybody doesn't operate on a Burger King. Burger King don't even operate on a Burger King thing because you catch them on the wrong day. You might come out better just asking for your money back going somewhere else.
Facts. I've been saying it all day. Facts.
Those sisters hate, especially when they say big facts.
Big facts. Oh, I love saying it. Man, you ain't lying, though. Oh, it's too big. This is mine. Oh, the design too little. Oh, design too big. Oh, put it. You tripping. You are tripping. Girl, I can get the bad shirt. I'm serious.
They want what they want, how they want it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they could just be like, Like, are you serious?
Yeah, okay. It'd be tripping. Straight tripping. Like to say, straight tripping. But some of them, you got to tell them, hey, you tripping. You know you tripping, right? Girl, I know it. But
I know what we can talk about.
Come on, come on with it. I'm ready.
Take up the 20 minutes. Okay. About that Will Smith slap last night. On live
TV.
Oh,
I knew you was gonna bring it up. So let me, go ahead. I'm ready. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm gonna let you get in on it because I don't know all of the things leading up to that point. I don't know if something happened before that he was upset about. I don't know if he said something about her before. And
he did.
And was, well, you know.
Oh, girl. See,
so
I didn't watch last night.
One thing
uh-huh.
I do know.
What?
Will was fed up.
Oh, God. Listen. Girl, it was so much. But see, this is what I said the same thing, though. I said that had to be something going on before that. Because homegirl had made a little remark at Jada, but it had nothing to do with her hair. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I was looking at the force behind the hit. And I said, wait a minute, that started before the show. That thing right there started before the show. Because
it kind of reminded me of a slap, kind
of. Of what?
A bitch slap.
Yeah, that one there. Because I watched it about 5-6 times this morning and about 5 or 6 times this evening. Because I wanted to just get the, you know, just really evaluate what was happening there. Because I saw Jada roll her eyes. I saw that. I saw her. She was ready for what Chris Rock was going to say, right? Then when he said that, she sunk back in her seat and rolled her eyes like nigga. You know, like nigga. You know, then the next thing you know, I was, my God.
What?
Hancock Girl.
That's the character he came out there seat on, like.
Yes, quickly. And then people trying to say, well, that was too much. He shouldn't have did that. My mama used to say, girl, why would say that? Our mama used to say, wherever you embarrass me, and I don't know if this was my mama, this might have been somebody's mama, but some I heard it in my life. Wherever you embarrass me, I'm going to embarrass you. I feel like since Chris Rock did that openly, you understand me? Because he should have pulled him to the side. Oh, he should have said it after the show. Excuse me.
But that is not what he felt in his spirit that needed to be done.
Was there? He said he had a before you know it moment. He had one of the moments that really it was happening. It wasn't changing. It was happening, and it was nothing anybody could do about it. And I don't think when I didn't see Will Smith the star walk up there. That was not the Fresh Prince. Prince of Bel-Air. That was not, you know what I'm saying? I Am Legend. Well, maybe. Maybe it was I Am Legend. Girl.
Yeah, that was Mr. Smith, the husband, who was fed up.
Yeah. That was the end of the... Zam. See, people are saying, oh, that was... You don't know. I'm telling you, Zam, I felt the same thing you said. It was something else going on. Because when he got up there and he was talking, when he received his award or whatever, you heard him say it. He said, people just think they can just say whatever, you know, or come at him. And you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. And did you know Chris Rock this wasn't the first time Chris Rock did that, right?
That's
the first time.
Yeah.
But that was low, though, what he did.
But I know it wasn't the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. And, I mean, I was, they said Denzel and Tyler Perry talked to him or whatever, and Denzel said something about the Lord and everything. But at that moment, yeah, Denzel told him, you know, when the Lord is increasing you or whatever, and, you know, because, you know, Will was going to win that award, everybody knew.
He was pretty much saying, you know, when the Lord is blessing you and you at the height of your school and stuff, people are going to come at you.
They're going to come
I don't think it's on the church side. Like,
People, it was distasteful. Will Smith. God, shut up. Will Smith had a right because that's his wife. Regardless of red table talk and all them different people and places, that is his wife.
Yeah.
Period. Oh, his career. Somebody, this is a stain on his career. Sit down somewhere. This ain't no stain on his career. Oh, it's the Oscars. Somebody needs to be slapped at the Oscars. Somebody needed. Y'all need to understand with y'all little bougie stuff that these are real people. And all Will showed y'all was that before all that stuff, he's a real person. Stop playing.
Yep.
I watched it a number of times. Chris Rock, boy. I'm
going to send you something right quick that somebody sent me. And then maybe if you take a break, a quick song break or something, you can kind of look at it and then, you know.
Okay, you ain't said no more word. Girl, let me put this song on.
Oh, hold on. Let me. I'm going to send everything I got to you. I'm going to send everything I got.
Okay. I want to see it.
Will
Smith.
I think people expected more of him, maybe, and you know, when you're in the limelight like that, and you're in front of people like that, and you are, there is a certain way you should carry yourself, but that applies to everybody, not just you.
Exactly.
You know. I don't think that's gonna. People are gonna say what they say. They're gonna do what they do. It don't matter. I'm sure he has made a really nice message for his family, and Jada has as well. So I think they're fine. But this show that he has right now, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, the new. I mean, you can't dispute.
Yeah, okay. You can't. And hey, tell it. Hey, they need to call me. I'm gonna say, hey, leave that man alone. When they call me, when these Oscar people and these endorsement people, because I don't think, you know, Will Smith kind of, like you said, they got their own money. Him and his wife, they got their own money, their own. You know, he pretty much said, you just gave him an Oscar after he slapped that man. You still gave him an Oscar.
Yeah.
You had to give him his Oscar.
Yeah, you
know.
Had to,
because
he deserved
that. But the thing that's getting me is how Chris Rock is a victim. Is he? Is he a victim? I mean, for real.
Okay,
who the victim, though? Jada.
And then you look at, he's a comedian, and he did what comedians do. But there had to be some point where something was mentioned like, hey, don't touch that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, all I know is when he got that one hand that covered his whole face, put on his face. he wasn't out that life though.
Yeah.
All he could do was say, Will Smith just slapped the whatever out of me. You know, and that's it. That's all he could do. I just don't know. People, the movie stars are human, just like everybody else.
So did he want Jada? This video you sent me, can you hear me? Did he want Jada? Because instead, this, I don't know. It's some twisted.
Name.
Huh? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Play a song.
Oh, my bad. Hold on.
Play a song.
Girl.
Go through.
Girl,
and then
hold
come
on.
Back.
My song. Okay. Yeah. To these messages, we'll be right back. I'm just saying.
Received a phone call late last night, telling me that something wasn't right. Baby said that she was leaving me, and my heart stopped beating, I stopped breathing. How could this be? Without you, girl, my life is incomplete. So baby, can we talk it over, think it over? Can I come over? This just can't be over. That she was just a fan, but you didn't believe me. What were you thinking? Baby, I was cheating on you. I'd never tell a lie, and that's the truth. Do you understand? And can you comprehend, girl, every word I'm saying? Baby girl, I'm praying that you'd wait before you walk away.
I tried and I tried and I tried and I tried. The Lord.
Hello. Hello. Can people, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Zaya. Hello. Hello. Oh. Well, maybe she is taking a break. Listen. I just watched these videos. And something was said about where was he to protect Jada? Oh, I can't even go into it. These people make me so mad because you feel like it has to be your timing when Will takes up for his wife. And hello, Zam?
Uh-huh, I'm back.
Girl, the last one I watched, help me God, help me Father God, in the name of Jesus. I listened to this black man say, where was he at Red Tabletop? And why wasn't he doing this at Red Tabletop? Okay, first of all, I don't know. Okay, Zam, what do you think about it? That video when Homeboy was talking about it.
Which video?
The football dude.
Undisputed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't watched all of that.
Yeah.
I hadn't watched all of that. I'm amazed that you were able to watch all of it. But I didn't watch all of it,
just a little piece of it.
Yeah. And I know the type of dude, well, I don't know. I'm going to say I watch Shannon all the time, you know, because
mm-hmm.
my husband's a sports fanatic, and so we always watch him and stuff. So I can imagine what he said, but I don't know exactly what he said, but it was probably something along the lines of, you know, being that was the Oscars and that's like the top tier of what they do when all of the actors strive to win, that he should have behaved differently. That's just my guess on what he said.
Yeah, it's what
but
he said.
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
I mean,
the whole, you know, yeah. Anyway, I love Will. See you.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what nobody said, and I'm happy. Look, I'm in good spirit about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, first of all, people picking it apart too much. That man defending his wife, period. Like he was saying, everybody's saying that he defended his wife. He did. That's it. He defended his wife,
yeah.
His family. You know how long people have been talking about Will's family and him and Jada. This ain't just an Oscar thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I didn't realize, but then again, in 2016, I didn't watch the Oscars then. So I don't remember anything specific about it.
Yeah.
Well, just like I said, it had happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Happened before.
Yeah.
So Will was serious. Keep his wife's name in your mouth.
Yeah. Look, I told her, like, Will went on back to Philly on you. He went on back.
Yeah.
He said, I'm...
What I'm waiting on is the Red Table Talk.
Oh, I'm waiting.
I watch that religiously, too.
Oh, I'm waiting.
You know.
And you know what? Look, people don't like... Some people... I've been in the presence of people that sit there and watch the show, right? And they'll be talking about her daughter, and they'll be talking about how strange her kids are, and then they'll be talking about how they you know, their family makeup, right? And I said to myself, I said, it's just like when people were talking about R. Kelly, right? You had some folks, I'm still gonna listen to his music. That ain't, the music is not what was on trial. R. Kelly was on trial for the stuff that he was doing. okay? And half of the folk I saw responding, as I remember from my childhood, and yes, I'm going to throw this slug. Just get ready. Everybody get your gloves to catch it. Half of the folk that was saying that was Team R. Kelly, not Team R. Kelly's music, but Team R. Kelly, half of them, their past is the same as R. Kelly's, you know. I'm just saying, I threw that slug, just in case somebody listens to this. You know, some of, I ain't going to say if they're relative or not, but those that supported R. Kelly, a lot of them got questionable things in their life as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I say that to say this. Any man in Will's position, well, some men, some real men in Will's position probably would have did the same thing. They might have did it after the show. They might have did it backstage. Either way it went, Will showed restraint. It was going to happen. Will showed restraint. He really wanted to whoop him. Do you understand me? I could tell by the momentum and how he just held himself together and walked clean off the stage. I said, oh, Will wanted to whoop him. Will wanted to whoop him.
Cause that wasn't a little slap. He slapped him so hard his hand kept going until it went down almost to his knee. You know what I'm saying? He did a whole exercise move.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And if he had false teeth, they'd be on the stage. If his teeth wasn't real, they'd be on the stage.
Because
he wasn't ready for that.
I'm waiting to hear the feedback. Like, I'm waiting for his people to talk. It's going to be on Red Table Talk eventually.
I watch
that faithfully. But I'm waiting on Chris Rock or his people to speak on it. I know they said that he wasn't pressing charges, but he got to feel some type of way. Listen, it's one thing to punch a man, but when you slap him,
come on,
that's like belittling. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, in the face. Girl, I'm too.
But what, slap another man in the face? Man, that's like, yeah.
Girl, he could have uppercut him. He could have kicked him in the balls. He could have did anything.
I don't think he would have kicked him, but just punching straight on, like in his nose, in his face, you know, in his mouth,
right.
You know, that's a regular man type thing to do. But when he slapped you, that's why I said it slapped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wants you to, and it's kind of like an unspoken language. It's like, you know, it's just what you said. I'm calling,
yep.
This is what I think of you. You know,
this is
exactly what I think of you. Girl, I'm done. I'm waiting on the news as well. I'm waiting on some type of interview to pop up somewhere. You understand? And, you know, I'm just watching. The main thing I'm here, and then I heard somebody try to make it a black thing. It's not a black thing. Oh, my God. He needs to remember where he is. Exactly.
He's a man.
Exactly.
And it's probably something. If they were fed up, they would have done the same thing. I don't care what their color was, their nationality was, their religion was. If they looked. Care about their family, their wife.
Come on.
Same thing.
Come on. Your wife is losing her hair, you know, and then you're going to get up there. That was distasteful. There's no class at all. None. I don't care, you know, come on. And then Gail, whatever her name, Oprah's best friend, she on there talking about, oh, it's good. You shut up. You know, you done got yourself in enough trouble. Why don't you need to go to sleep. That's what you need. You don't need to host any interviews. You don't need to cover it. You need to cover yourself. That's what you need. You don't need to say nothing. Serious business. I saw her on the, I'm like, if anything, Gail, what you just went through with Snoop, you need to sit down somewhere. Don't say nothing.
Okay.
Meet for breakfast and drink your coffee and say back to you, Bob, or whatever you be doing. Girl, don't say, girl, you already got into it with Snoop. You know, the Martha Stewart, you know, bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. You can't, girl, sit down. Sit down. Yes. You don't need to report on no black news, none. Leave it to the professionals.
Yes.
Stop playing.
Yes.
And then, but you know what? Before we get off the show, because we over 30. Before we get off the show, I just want to say this. I know that everybody look at Will Smith, people like, oh, they stars, right? But these are real mm-hmm. people. When they are not in front of the camera, it's real stuff going on. It's real, you know, they got relationships and stuff with different people. They got friends or folks they don't fool with, folks that they cool with, you know, real people.
Yeah.
Real people.
Yeah,
see,
they have
we
feelings
go to the,
just like everybody else.
And if we go to the Oscars, we sitting there like, this is unreal. But they go to the Oscars every year. So it was like, Will walked up on a stage that he's been to, you know what I'm saying? Will was like, hey, we're in the auditorium, you know? You know, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, anyway. All right, y'all. Go ahead, Zan. What's your final thought?
The final thought is mm-hmm. if you don't want to get slapped, keep the shit to yourself.
Final thought for me.
If you ain't about that life you think you about,
come on now.
Are you act like you about? Keep your mouth off of shit that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with you. And if you're a TV thug, understand there's a difference between a TV thug and a real life hood thug. Woo, the slap heard around the world. All right, y'all.
The slap heard around the world.
Just remember that. Look, give them the Will Smith. That's all I'm going to say. They talking that noise, give them the Will Smith.
Give them the Will Smith.
Come on, do the Will Smith. We'll talk to you next Monday, y'all. We love you, but we gotta go.